You have your Bible tonight, turn to Revelation chapter 12. Amen. Glory to God. Revelation chapter 12. The Bible says in verse 7, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7, and the Bible says, and there was a war in heaven. Brother Charles, I'd like to preach tonight for just a few minutes. I'll try not to be long. I know a lot of people have been here for a long time. But I'd like to preach this thought tonight, if God will be my help, on getting the devil off my back. Getting the devil off my back. As I look at this tonight, and the Bible says here plainly and distinctly before eyes that there was a war in heaven. I want to say tonight, praise God, if you think things is bad, amen, I want to say there'd be a whole lot worse if there wasn't a war going on in heaven. There's somebody. We've got an advocate tonight with the Father. We've got an ever-present help in the Lord. Amen. Just because, amen, we go through things here and we'll go through things here, but I want to say, glory be to God, there's some things happening in heaven. If you could look into the atmosphere, if you could see the things going on up there in the heaven of heavens, praise God, it would blow your mind tonight. Amen. We have somebody there to help us. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 13 through 17, it tells us about Elisha. He's over there and he's in the tent, or he's in the house, wherever he was asleep, and his servant come in, and he said, Master, Master, don't you know what's going on? He said, during the night, down there, don't they? He said, during the night, the Syrian army surrounded us, and there's nowhere to go. There's no escaping. But Elisha, he looked up to the God of glory, and he said, dear Lord, he said, show thy servant what you've already showed me. Glory be to God. And when he looked up, he said, hey, between those Syrian armies and old Elisha was a host of heaven and a host of chariots and chariots of fire. Amen. I want to say we got a lot going for us tonight. Amen. There's a war in heaven being fought tonight. Amen. To protect you and to protect me from the demons of hell this evening. They'd be out to destroy and tear down, but I'm glad tonight that God Almighty made provision. Amen. Hey, listen, what you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying we're not in this alone. I'm saying, praise God, we got the whole host of heaven, and God, hey, and if God needed more, He'd send reinforcement. Amen. Pray God, when you get to where you think you can't go no more, pray God, just say, Jesus, 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 praise God. And He said, hey, how about sending some help? Reinforce. Hey, see what? It's just like the Syrian army trying to attack with chariots, try to overrun them. But the Bible said God had chariots of fire. Amen. See, I won't say God, the devil's no match for our God. A devil's no match for our Lord. Amen. God done dealt with him once. He dealt with him again. And he said, Bible says there was war in heaven. Amen. There was a war that took place over in Isaiah chapter 14. It talks about that war that they had in glory. He says in verse 14, verse 12, chapter 14, verse 12, he said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the earth, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. But you watch this. He said, thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Amen. I want to say, glory be to God. Jesus said over there in Luke verse chapter 10 and verse 18, he said, I saw Satan falling as lightning. He said, when God said, devil, I've had enough of you, he cast him out of heaven and bounced him off the earth at 200 some thousand miles a second. Amen. Praise God, when God's had enough, when God's had enough, He'll intervene. Amen. When God's had enough of the devil of beating on you, praise God, He'll intervene. Amen. When you've had about all you can stand, praise God, God says that's enough and He'll intervene. And He can because He's still God. Amen. But the old devil, he's a deceiver. He's out to destroy and tear down. Bible says in verse 9, it's in that great dragon was cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and the angels were cast out, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. He don't even have a place in heaven no more. Amen. Could you imagine somebody so wicked that they'd leave it, that they'd try to run and got kicked out of heaven? That's what the devil does. He's not fit for heaven. Amen. So God kicked him out. The devil was cast out of heaven. That old deceiver. And he's been a deceiver from the beginning. And that's all he's ever done is deceived. He's full of deception. Amen. He's plumb full. Do you hear me? He's plumb full of deception. He's the prince of power in this present world, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Amen. The prince of this present world. He's the devil. He's the one that's trying to rule. He's the one that's trying to reign. He's the one that's trying to get control. Amen. And he's doing a pretty good job. But I'm glad to say on the authority of the Word of God, amen, that he'll never have control of your life if you're a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because he don't have the authority to take control of your life if you're a child of God. Why? Because there's a higher authority. Amen. Done written it in a book that this one's mine. Amen. Glory. Hey, you ought to be shouting your socks off. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a battle going on in heaven, and it's on your behalf. It's all for you tonight. Amen. God's fighting for you. Amen. He's got your best interest at heart. Praise God. He wants to see you win. Amen. But that old deceiver, amen, he says that he'd like to destroy each and every one of us. But look at Ephesians chapter 2. He said, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. He said, that's who he was. That's what he did. Listen to what he says he is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, even in the heavenlies, in high places. Amen. These wicked spirits trying to take over. And we wonder why we struggle so much, why we fight so much, why we have so much contention in this world. Amen. Because there's contention everywhere. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's not unique to you. Amen. It's not unique to me. But the whole world is facing calamity. But I want to say, glory be God on the authority of God, that there's a helper on the way.
Amen.
Amen. We have somebody that's going to contend against the old deceiver. But I'm glad that God tonight, He tells us who He is. Amen. Says He's that old dragon, that old serpent, that old devil. Satan is who He is, a deceiver of men. Amen. Praise God, but I'm glad we got help. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. He said, but if our gospel hid is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. He's talking about that deception. See, that's where the deception come in. He's put blindfolders on us. Amen. He's it's like an old horse put blindfolders so that they can't see but straight ahead. Amen. They can't see the devil when he sidetracks, when he hits them from the side. That's what he likes to do. He likes to blind us so that we can't see. But hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. He's blind us so we can't see the light. Amen. He's trying to hide the gospel from us. But he said, if it be hid, it's hid to those that's lost. Because us that's been born again, praise God, we know better.
Amen.
Yeah, preacher, how do we know? Because we know the tactics of the devil. Amen. That he's a deceiver, he's a liar, he's a father of lies. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Amen. Praise God, even though that darkness is present, even though that deception is everywhere, praise God, said God reached up and turned the light on.
Amen.
Amen. Said God sent His Son, praise God, and He reached up there and flipped the light on for us so we don't have to stumble around in the dark. Amen. He done turned the light on so you can see the wiles of the devil. Amen. So you don't get caught, so you don't trip up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. That's what He does. Amen. He goes on and He goes on in chapter 11, and He said in verse 14, and He tells us who the devil is. He said, and no marvel. Well, verse 13 said, for such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transform themselves into the apostle of Christ. He said, oh, deceivers. And He said, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. Amen. He tries to shine out and make everything he do look, he does look attractive. Everything the devil does, he tries to make it look attractive. Makes it look appealing. Makes it look like it won't hurt you. He snookers you in. Amen. He sets a trap and he lures you in. And then when you get caught in the trap, he's got you. Amen. That's what's happening in the world today. These drugs and alcohol and the pornography and all these things, this world, praise God, it gets our attention. He snuckers us in. He gets us in and he catches us in his trap and then he won't release you. He won't let you go. He'll hold you for as long as he wants to. And he'd like to hold you long enough for you to die and go to hell lost without God. That's what he'd like to do. Well, how do you know? Because he's a deceiver. He don't want you to know the truth. Amen. But glory be to God. I'm glad tonight the Bible says there was a war in heaven. But I'm glad it don't stop there. Amen. I'm glad it carries on. It says there was a war in heaven. Praise God, being fought on our behalf and God's. Guess who's going to win?
Amen.
Amen. He said Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. He said the devil's a fighting for all he's worth right now. The Bible's giving it all he's got right now. I mean, he's fighting for all he's worth right now. Amen. But the Bible said that, and prevaileth not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm looking for that glorious day in a little while. Amen. The devil's going to be put down once and for all. Glory be to God. And we won't have to worry about him no more. Who's fighting? Who's going to win? Who's going to fight the battle? The Lord is. Amen. The Lord's going to fight the battle. The angels of glory is going to fight the battle. God Himself's going to fight the battle. Amen. I'm telling you what, the devil don't stand a chance. He's going to fight and he's going to test us sore. He's going to give us a fit. He's going to make it hard on us. He's not going to let up. But I'm telling you tonight that he's a defeated foe already and don't even know it. Well, the thing is, he does know it. He knows his days are coming. He knows his days are numbered. He knows he's got just a little while. But he wants to destroy as many lives as he can while he can. That's what he does. The devil ain't ever helped none of us. All he's done is destroyed and tore up and tore down. But I'm glad, praise God, that there was a war in heaven. There is a war in heaven, and there's going to be a war in heaven. And one day in a little while, the old devil, he's going to be cast down. In the book of Job, chapter 1, chapter 2, the Bible says when they come to present themselves before the Lord, say, here come the devil. And he said, and the Lord says, what are you doing? He said, I'm just walking to and fro. He said, I'm just going to and fro. He said, I'm going back and forth. Amen. He said, I'm seeking what I can tear up. Amen. That's what he does. Goes back and forth. But one day they said there's going to be a war fight, a final scrimmage. Praise God. He's going to be put down once and for all. Glory to God. And he's never going to bother us again.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to be taken out of the way. What a glorious day that'll be. Praise the Lord. When the devil is finally smitten. So he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And the Bible says, verse 10 says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Amen. You know what he was saying right there? He said, this is true salvation. He Amen. When you don't have to contend with the devil no more. Amen. Where he's taken out of the picture, never to bother you again. Amen. The devil comes along and he tempts us. He causes us all kinds of sorrow, all kinds of grief. Amen. Puts little things in this little old flesh to stir us up. Amen. And then he'll run over to another and he'll put a little something in their flesh to stir them up. All he is a stir up of trouble. That's all he's ever done, all he's going to do. He's not content. Amen. He'll never be content if he's not stirring up trouble. But praise God, the Bible says one day in a little while, amen, the devil's going to get off my back once and for all. Praise God, the Lord God of glory, amen, is going to come down. He's going to take hold of that rascal and pull him out and chain him up and throw him in a pit. Amen. Glory! Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine what it'll be when we don't have the devil to contend with no more? Amen. He's taken out of the way. Oh, what a glorious time that'll be. He said, now is come salvation. He said, with salvation comes strength. Amen. You have more strength when you don't have to fight the devil every day. Amen. You don't have to contend with the devil. Praise the Lord every day. You'll have strength you never thought you'd have before. Praise the Lord. He said, and the kingdom of God and the power of His Christ. When God sets up His kingdom, amen, when's that going to take place? Amen, that's going to take place when He comes to reign, to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Amen. And glory be to God, there's going to be a battle like it's never been fought in the heavens and heavens of heavens, praise God. And God's going to get tired of that. He's going to send reinforcement. He's going to send every bit of power He needs to destroy the devil and the demons of hell. And He's going to bind them up, He's going to lock them up and put them in prison. Amen. Throw them into the pit for 1,000 years. And then He's going to rule supreme, praise God, with glory and a rod of iron. Amen. Sitting on the throne of David, praise God. Glory be to God over there in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Just imagine. What if the Lord come back? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I told you, what if we got over in Jerusalem and the Lord come back and we got to leap out of there from glory? Amen. To glory from Jerusalem. Got to go out of there from that holy city. Praise God. Wouldn't that be something? Amen. Holler as you go out, I'll be back. Amen. As you're going through, praise God, I'll be back. Amen. Praise God. Rule and reign for 1,000 years with the Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. Praise God as one of His saints. He said, hey, listen, said, we got to go back. Hey, listen. And you said, oh, no. Man, this is glorious. I don't want to go back down there. So we was contending with the devil. He said, hey, don't worry about the devil. He said, don't worry about them demons of hell. He said, I done took care of that. I done got them out of the way. They won't bother you. Amen. Praise God, I done removed them from the scene so we could just rejoice in the Lord. Bless His holy name. Why? Because of the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God. Watch this. Day and night. Devil's always got an accusation against you. The Lord loves us and He's willing to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Those things is not right. But praise God, the old devil's there to point that old finger.
Lord, did you see what he did?
So he does. Stinking rascal, I hate him.
Did you see what she did?
Can you approve of that?
Did you see them? Is that one of yours? What kind of person is that? Would a saint of God do that?
Amen. I hate him. That's what he does. But praise God, the precious Lamb of God. Listen to what they said. How they overcome him. Amen. How they won the battle. He said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. They got in a battle. They got in a fight. But praise God, the devil couldn't win because the blood overcame him.
Amen.
Amen. And the devil began to point his finger here and point his finger there and point his finger over there. Praise God. They said it was a testimony. Where did it come from? It come from the throne of grace. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the blood is there.
Amen. Praise
glory, praise God. Amen. And the devil's gone. He's taken out of the way. Amen. So we get in heaven. Been there a little while. Amen. About 7 years. Amen. As earth years. Amen. It won't even be a day when we get there. Amen. Because there's no night and there's no day there. Amen. Every day's day. Amen. We pass each other after about 2,000 years and say, good morning, Brother X. Amen. He'll say, good morning, Brother Jeff. Amen. Glory be God. Ain't this good? Say, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And he said, after we've been there for about 7 years, the Lord will say, listen, young'uns, gather up, gather around. Said, we got to go back. He said, we got to go back. Amen. Glory. And you say, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to go back there now. Boy, it's an awful place. But you know what? The Bible said they won't need no remembering of that.
No.
All that stuff will be gone. It'll be wiped away. Amen. Take it out of our memory. Won't be brought in our thinking. Revelation chapter 21. The Bible said, and God shall wipe away all of their tears. Amen. He said, the devil, where does tears come from? They come from the stinking devil. All the heartaches, all the hard times, all the hard feelings come from the devil. Amen. He said, God. Amen. Well, he said, right before that, he said, God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Devil's taken out of the way. Why, how do you know? Because God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, he's going to get rid of the evidence of the devil. Amen. Going to get rid of all the hurt and the pain. He said, there shall be no more death. Where does death come? It comes from the devil. It comes from sinfulness. Praise God. He said, I'm going to get rid of it once and for all. He said, I'm going to remove it. Amen. He said, there'll be neither sorrow. Where does sorrow come from? It comes from the devil. Amen. Be no sorrow in heaven. Just rejoicing through the ages. Praise God. He said, nor crying. What makes us cry? The tactics of the devil. The devil hurts our heart. The devil breaks our heart. The devil brings us sorrow. The devil brings us death. The devil makes us cry. But he said, praise God, one day. He said, neither shall there be any more pain. Where does pain come from? The devil. Amen. The devil's the one that hurts us. The devil's the one that causes us to have pain. But say, he's going to be gone. He said, for the former things are passed away. Amen? He said, all those things that's hurtful are going to be gone. When taken out of the way. When the Lord comes along, he lays hands on the devil. Amen? That old deceiver, that old serpent. Amen? The devil, he's going to get a hold of him. He's bind him up. He's going to cast him into prison. Cast him into the pit. Amen. For 1,000 years. Amen. And Jesus is going to step out and he's going to say, hey, youngins, it's time to go back. Who wants to go? Amen. Lexus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who wouldn't want to go back? Amen. He says, Jesus says, let me see your hands. Let me see your heart. He said, those that have clean hands and a pure heart. He says, mount up, youngins. You ever been horseback riding? Amen. Glory to God, I love it. Amen. That's why I'm so bow-legged. I grew up around a horse. And that ain't no lie. That little pony, I bet you had 1,000,000 miles on him when it went out of here. Praise God, I got him on borrowed time. I rode him. My wife rode him. My children rode him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Took him to West Virginia, brought him back. Praise God. Pretty much lived on that pony. Amen. Praise God. I love to ride. But one day in a little while, he's going to say, mount up, youngins. Get on your steed. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. That's just metaphoric stuff. Praise God. You just believe what you want to believe. I believe one day in a little while we're going to mount up on a white horse, glory be to God, and we're going to come back, praise the Lord, to rule and reign with the Lord forevermore. Pray, glory be to God, what a time we're going to have. You say, well, preacher, will it be good? It'll be better than good. All the wickedness, all the wicked influence is taken out of the way. The devil's got off our back. The devil's nowhere to be found. Amen. Praise God, we're going to come back to rule and reign with Him in a perfect paradise. A perfect place of perfect praise, a perfect rejoicing, a perfect help and hope, a perfect encouragement, a perfect place to live. A place where our little old children can play on a crocodile's den. Where the lion and the lamb lay down together.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. There'll be no hurt in that place. There'll be no death in that place. There'll be no hardship. There'll be no sadness. There'll be no sorrow. Why? Because the devil's been taken off our back. He's been removed from us. And he's locked up and bound up. He's been taken out of the way. Praise the Lord. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that's true? Because he says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
Amen.
Amen. He said, youngins, he said, you can take it to the bank. You can make a deposit because it's there. Amen. It's there. The goods are there and the devil's gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? That we have a blessed hope today. Amen. As we look across this land and we look out into the atmosphere and we see stars. Every now and then you'll see one twinkle or you'll see one shoot across the sky. But we don't see the battle that's going on between the angels of glory and the demons of hell. But they're there. It's happening. If we could see them, it'd scare you to death. Could you imagine how Elisha's servant trembled when he seen those army host, pray God, and he seen those chariots of fire. And they were just going back and forth between the Syrian, him and the Syrian army. Glory be to God. And he said, woo, praise God. Amen. Why? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it says, are they not all ministering spirits? Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. I want to say, youngins, we got some guardian angels out there. They're watching over us. I believe with all my heart. They're watching over us. They'll keep. If it hadn't been for that, I'd have been out of here a long time ago. I've been in situations I don't even know. Just a while back, I was coming on the interstate out there on 240, and I come around, and when I come around the curve, there's two cars hit each other together, and they was stopped right in front, and I had nowhere to go, no time to stop. And they say them escapes is bad to tip over. Well, I won't tell you what happened to that escape, that old gray one I had. God reached and got a hold of that thing. He slid it across two lanes. There's a car coming, and that truck, and that God just reached and got that truck. He scooted the truck over, and he brought my car right in beside him, right in that lane. And I didn't even have time to get scared. And I just laid on the gas, right on through there I went. That wasn't me. I know good well I never had control. I'd have hit that car. I'd have probably went out of here. But praise God, God Almighty. I believe all my heart reached and grabbed that thing. He reached and got this and said, you need to move over a little bit. And I mean, it just like we went simultaneously. Just like that, right on out the road. Ain't a doubt in my mind that was a hand of God. Amen. Just a watching over me. Praise the Lord. He said, are they not all ministered spirits? We got the guardian angels watching over us. Protecting for the cause of Christ. You know, the unsaved's got guardian angels. Boy, you ought to be glad you got somebody watching over you if opposed it's lost. Yeah. Amen. But they're watching over us now. They're there to help us. They got. I believe we got angels watching over us, keep us from the power of sin. I believe they've got guardian angels watching over us, keeping them from the penalty of sin. Amen. And I believe one day in a little while, praise God, they're going to take us out here and from the presence of sin. Amen. One day, in just a little while, they're ministering spirits. God says we have them. Amen. That's why we got to just trust in the Lord. Because He knows how to send to us what we got. And He knows how, Brother Rick, to keep the devil off our back. Amen. God knows how. He's got a plan. He said there's a war going on in heaven. But He said one day in a little while, He said Michael and his angels, they fought the dragon and his angels. And he said, they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. God's going to have said, I'm going to have enough of that, and he's going to cast them down. He's going to cast them out. They won't, they'll be confined to earth for a while. They're going to have a heyday. Well, I'm glad I ain't going to be here when they're all cast to earth. When all them demons of hell is here fighting. Amen. To tear up and tear down and destroy. But praise God, I'm glad that one day in a little while, glory be to God, we're going to see the signs of salvation. We begin to praise God and magnify His name. Boy, when we get there and there's no devil influence, when we get to heaven, there's no devil influence there, nowhere around. I tell you, that right there would be enough to shout for about 1,000 years. That would be enough to shout and praise God, amen, through eternity. But the most magnificent thing is that Savior, the Lord Jesus, the one that brought us to that place, amen, done it in such a spectacular way. How? By the blood of the Lamb. Amen. He's going to defeat the adversary. He's going to destroy the devil once and for all and take him out of the way. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Amen. I want to say, praise God, I am too. I don't like the boogeyman, but I'm not afraid of him, praise God, because I got Jesus on my side. Amen. I've got the Lord with me. I told you one time about the dream I had. I was asleep and I woke up and it's like, well, I guess I was dreaming. I don't know. It seemed real. I thought I was awake. And it's like it was the demons of hell was on the foot of my bed and they was trying to pull my covers off. And I was holding on to them for dear life. And I could see the old gnarly faces at the foot of my bed. I mean, it was just like it was real. And I was holding on them covers for dear life. And I said, oh Lord, oh Lord. And it's just like it was a sweet peace come on me. And he said, just let it go. He said, just let that go. And I just opened my hands up and let go of them covers. Because I was trying to cover myself. He said, I've got you covered in my righteousness. Amen. He said, just let go. And whether it's a dream, whether it was a vision, whatever, I don't know. But it was so real. And I tell you what, that helped me more than anything in my life. Because he said, I've got you covered. If we could realize tonight that the devil is a defeated foe, and Jesus Christ Himself's got us covered, He's going to clothe us in His robe of righteousness throughout eternity, or without end. Amen. Praise be to God. So that we can get the devil off our back once and for all. Won't that be a glorious thing when we don't have to worry about that rascal no more?